Our story begins in Zach's house in Greenville, Alabama. Zach has just opened the front door to find Adriana on his doorstep.
Hi, can I help you?
Oh my God, you still look the same.
Huh? I'm afraid I don't know who you are.
I'm afraid that you do. It's me, Zach. Adriana Cummings.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh, dear God. How did you track me down?
I got your address from Chuck Landers. He lives next door to me.
Next door? I thought you were in a psych ward.
Well, I was, but I'm out now. I'm trying to put the problems of the past behind me, and I need your help to do that. Can I come in?
I don't know, Adriana.
Please, Zach. The one missing piece from my past involves my daughter. A daughter you and I shared. I know my sister has talked to you about this.
Fine. Come in.
I need you to tell me the truth. Do you know what happened to our daughter?
Adriana, what happened between you and I was a terrible mistake. I was young and impulsive then. I cheated on my precious wife, and I'll never forgive myself for causing her that grief.
Zach, you might have been young, but I was 15. You were the adult in the relationship. I'm not trying to say you took advantage of me, but the ramifications of my seeing you and my bipolar disorder pretty much ruined my life for many years, until I finally was able to get some help.
Well, I'm sorry your life came to that.
Alexandra's convinced you know what happened to our daughter. My father told me the baby died, but she didn't, did she? What do you know?
Just let it go, Adriana. Too much time has passed to fix what's already been done.
Like hell it has. I've tried to be respectful of your circumstances here with your wife passing, but who's respecting me? Who respected me when I was a teenage girl and my baby was taken from me, huh?
Sorry for all the hurt this caused you.
Then tell me the truth. Do you know where our daughter is or not?
Adriana? Yes. I know where she is.
Oh my God! I have a grown daughter out there. Where is she?
I don't know if I can keep this inside anymore. It's so hard.
Please, Zach. I need to know.
It's Zoe. Zoe's your daughter.
In his office at Dean Industries, Todd is working late with Serena.
I don't understand why we can't get these numbers to match. This is so frustrating.
I know. I still keep thinking the OCOGS numbers are wrong. Maybe we should tell him to verify them again.
I'll ask him if you think that's it.
Hey, Ann. Oh. Hi, Serena.
Hello, Anna.
Babe. Oh, I completely forgot you were meeting me here for dinner. We're in the middle of a real crisis here.
Oh. I see.
Todd, look, if you need to go, I can stay here and work through this with Solomon.
No, I said I would stay, and I will. Plus, I don't want you getting home too late to your daughter.
Thanks. You're a peach. I'm going to go give Solomon a call. I'll be back in a bit.
Okay.
Sorry about this, Hannah.
No problem, Serena. Hannah, I just had to make up this dinner another night, too.
Babe, look, I'm so sorry. I completely spaced out about the dinner plans.
If you have to work, you have to work, right?
Oh, baby, thanks. Thanks for understanding.
But is this really a crisis?
What do you mean?
I mean that Serena looked awfully cozy snuck up beside you when I walked in.
What? Whoa, whoa, what are you talking about?
Call me crazy, but sometimes I think that woman has the hots for you.
Oh, Hannah, come on.
Hey, it's not like I would blame her or anything.
Look, trust me, Serena isn't interested in me in the least.
Oh, Todd, before I forget, were you able to get that wine stain out of your shirt? I am so sorry for spilling that on you the other night.
Picked up the cleaner, Serena. Just don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Sorry to interrupt.
Wine stain?
Yeah, look, I stopped by Serena the other night to drop off some papers, and we had a glass of wine.
Is that part of your job requirement now?
Look, I was just being nice. I think it's getting hard for her with her husband dying and her problems with her daughter.
Again, is that part of your job requirement now?
I was just trying to be a friend. Look, it was nothing. Don't read more into it than there really is.
Well, sometimes it takes a woman to read another woman's intentions. And I'm starting to read some things that I don't like with Serena's file.
At the rec center, Connie is talking with Chuck at the front desk.
Am I doing the right thing, Chuck, having Heidi arrested?
Hey, that's your call to make, not mine. If you feel you need to protect Clint from Heidi, then do what you need to do.
Things are getting so complicated. People are being pulled into this that I never wanted to deal with again.
Why, too?
I'd rather not say. Suffice to say, I got more than I bargained for when I sent Joe to Heidi's.
If you're having such a talk, then maybe you should reconsider.
I'm so torn between being the strong, authoritative figure that Clint needs and not wanting him to hate me.
Connie, Clint could never hate you. You've been an incredible mother, and he knows that. He's told me so.
Really?
Yes, so don't doubt yourself. Heidi knew what she was doing when she slept with Clint.
You're right. She did. And now she's going to have to pay the price.
In Connie's apartment, Clint is in his bedroom when his cell phone rings.
Hello?
Clint, it's Heidi.
Heidi, are you out yet?
I just got released on my own reconnaissance. I had a state-appointed attorney represent me at the arraignment.
God, I cannot apologize enough for what my mother did to you. If this goes to court, I will testify that I wanted you and there was no rape involved.
My graduation is in 2 days, Clint. I almost missed it because of this.
I'm so sorry.
Look, you and I can't see each other again. That's not the way I wanted it, but that's how it has to be.
Heidi, don't let my mom do this to us.
There is no us, Clint. We were friends, and now it's over. I have to go.
Heidi, wait.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.